From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has announced the start of the long-awaited offensive to retake the northern city of Mosul, Iraq's second largest from Islamic State. In a brief statement early Monday, Mr. Abadi said the time for victory has come. He promised to soon raise the flag of triumph. The city, home to about 1 million people, fell to IS militants in June 2014. It's where IS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi declared an IS caliphate covering parts of Iraq and Syria. Turkish-backed Syrian rebels have captured the northern Syrian town of Dabiq from IS militants who earlier proclaimed it the site of a future battle between Islam and the West. Turkey's foreign minister said the next objective of the Turkish-backed Free Syrian Army is the town of Elbab. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan indicated Saturday Turkey's aim is creating a 5,000-square-kilometer safe zone clear of IS and Kurdish fighters. Syria analyst Anthony Billingsley of the University of New South Wales said the victory could also impact IS recruitment efforts.
They made such a big deal about this place at Armageddon occurring in Dabiq that the recruits that they might have been hoping to get may start to back away and say, well, wait on, you blokes aren't serious after all.
In London, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, after meeting his British counterpart Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, took aim at the offensive by Syria and ally Russia to pound rebel-held sectors of Aleppo into submission.
It could stop tomorrow morning, tonight, if Russia and the Assad regime were to behave according to any norm or any standard of decency. But they've chosen not to.
He said new sanctions on Russia and Syria are being considered. Damascus and Moscow accused of a deadly and indiscriminate bombing campaign in the rebel-held sector. This is VOA News.